Everyone has a personal agenda.
It affects performance. And that's what life's about.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
You know, once you reach a certain age, you do start giving...
I'm not there yet.
...less Fs.
So we got to keep fighting.
And I got three right now that are in that category.
You
got
to give us
me,
more.
Me, Kerr, and Mick Cronin.
It's been a problem for a month.
Dude. That is life, though, Steiny.
Yes.
As you grow.
All right, here's the plan. Warriors talk for the next 10, and then we'll get back into the Niners. But first, let me give you a couple updates from the Niners practice today and the Eagles practice today. Trent Williams, Ricky Pearsall, and that's it. Ricky Pearsall and Trent Williams didn't practice today, but Lane Johnson did. For Philadelphia, the offensive line.
So there's good news.
He was limited.
Yeah, but though. Still, that's good news.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to hear much about Williams or Pearsall till later in the week.
I've been left at the altar many a How times come? Thinking, leaving here Friday, thinking Pearsall or Trent will get it in there out.
Yeah.
So let's hope they play, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's got a hammy. He said the first one in his career, Trent. Why was he running after the dude when you knew you weren't going to catch him on the pick?
I'm worried that he pulled a hammy running.
Effin, why were you running?
I'm surprised you haven't blamed Brock Purdy for his injury, to be perfectly honest.
He's talking to you.
Was on that interception.
Wow. Connect the dots.
Brock is just killing us.
You got a soft spot for Brock.
He's fine. He's a good quarterback.
Got his left tackle hurt.
Yeah, we'll talk about Brock in about 10 minutes. And Jalen Hurts, for that matter. First, let's go to Ryan in Moraga. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you guys doing? I want to piggyback with just a take, maybe a question. I'm not sure. When you guys are talking about Steph Curry's contract, and don't get me wrong, though, the $62 million, that's good money. But, I mean, and this kind of ties into the Kuminga thing, and I'm not blaming Kuminga for his aspirations and kind of his mindset, but I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of like Steve Kerr, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, everybody on the team. I really look at it like this. Like last time, like last year around this time, Kuminga was balling before he got hurt. You know, like he kind of was doing his thing, and obviously we didn't have Jimmy. And really what it boils down to is, like, I'm not even worrying about who we're going to get back for him or if we're going to trade him or not. Like, that's just an empty void we have on our roster now. You're not playing
Correct.
For whatever reason. That's not, right. So, like, I just feel like if that's something just that mentally kind of every day you go into work, whether it's they're at practice or at a game, they're going, they just know he's there, but he's not going to play. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not. And then, like, the other day when he had that, 8 minutes Steve Kerr gave him, I mean – if I'm Kuminga, kind of like, you know, that even puts a worse taste in my mouth. And regardless of that, you know, I guess what my take boils down to is that, like, you know, since we don't really have somebody like that now that can go to the paint, that could just get us a bucket like that. Yes, Jimmy does more. He likes to facilitate more. He likes to pass more. And, you know, it's just that we don't even have that as even a 10-minute thing or a 20-minute thing.
Hey, Ryan.
And, like, my
Well, go ahead, finish up. You're right.
That was it. Because, like, I like Steiny's kind of like philosophy of kind of like, you know, what do you expect? Curry's at the end of his, you know, path. Jimmy's however old. Draymond's however old. And then it's like, he's not 30 anymore, but I'm also with Guru, where it's like, you know, I'm worried about right now. That's how I feel, too. Like, I'm worried about right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you, Ryan. Hey, good stuff, Ryan. You know, the one thing I'll say is, I was going to say about JK. And you think I'm kidding. There's a silver lining to me with Kuminga, and that is,
please share it.
You're 19 and 18, and he's been no factor. If you can get a functional player in here, then that will help.
So the guy I
even
didn't
if he's
want,
not as good as
what
Kuminga,
if it was Malik Monk?
Fine, take him.
But it's still with that doesn't take away the stench of what this dude was supposed to mean for the future.
Nothing's going to take away. Pick. I don't think anything's going to take away that stage.
I got you. Even the boss's cologne won't. He's got a new cologne.
How do you know?
Because I've been smelling them when I go in the office. Like, it smells good. I got some for Christmas.
Did it not smell good before?
No, it...
Mm-hmm.
it smelled okay. But when there's a great cologne and a scent, you're just like, yeah.
I'll tell you what, this one's going to be, if this guy, Austin, our friend in San Jose.
Our man, happy new year.
If he says what I think he's going to say.
What is it?
We're going to have some fun in the next 3 minutes.
You better be careful.
Hey, Austin, how you doing, buddy?
My man.
Hey, happy new year, guys. Listen, did I hear Steiny say that Steph Curry is going to take a haircut for the organization?
Correct.
He did say it a couple years ago. He said, Steph Curry said, he paraphrased it. He said, you don't mess with an NBA player's money. Okay. So Steph Curry, and he still, remember, Steph still feels like
this is going to be great.
Years ago in that first contract.
No, you're right.
So you can forget about Steph Curry taking any haircut, this whole notion of Steph being a nice guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy, but don't mess with his money, okay? So, let's not lose sight of that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Hold on.
I don't know where you're going with that one.
I'll tell you. You don't go anywhere, Austin. Don't you dare go anywhere. Okay. So Steph's making 62 next year. He could extend by a year for the following year, right?
Right.
They could extend him right the summer the next year for $67 million. You're telling me he's going to ask for his next most allowable raise under the CBA. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Steph could.
I think he's pro. These guys are programmed, Sonny, to get. First of all, they're not like the rest of us.
Wow.
They're programmed to get the max, man. And listen, do you ever ask Joe Lacob to take a haircut? His investors? Do you think his investors are taking a haircut for anybody?
Okay.
What about the other night? You guys disappointed me, by the way.
Oh.
I heard, Guru, you really disappointed me.
Oh.
No mention from the media, very little media mention about the Warriors sitting their players against OKC.
Are you crazy?
We did an hour, real quick, Austin. We did an hour on that together. Shaq and Kobe.
You're losing your P1 status.
No doubt, Austin. We're disappointed. We did an hour on that. We were hurt.
How can we just let that pass? We keep talking about five for stuff.
Yeah, we didn't.
Thank you.
We didn't.
These guys don't feel good enough about themselves.
Exactly.
That's what Steiny said. Yeah. We said, Austin, I'm hurt. You didn't hear that part.
Download that Odyssey app.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We went in.
So my only point, fellas, is let me talk about the future. So with Kuminga, it's not just about Kuminga, guys. Think about this. What they should do, and he won't do it because they don't have the courage, like the one caller said. I agree with him. Lacob doesn't have the courage. You need to think about 2 years out. Here's what they should do. They should move Kuminga, which is obvious, but they also should move Jimmy now. They should not wait. Jimmy is the piece they can move now to put themselves in position to get somebody good next year, right? So that's what you got to think about 2 years out. Don't think about Kuminga just being a piece. How about Jimmy? Jimmy's the only logical piece that has any value on that roster outside of Steph to move. So what do you guys think about that? They should move Jimmy and Kuminga, maybe even another young guy for that matter.
Yeah, that's
if you do that, then he's saying it's over this year. Let me be honest,
Austin. Right. Like, that's at least the kind of thinking that I think we need to be thinking about.
And how attractive would Jimmy be right now?
I don't think very. I just don't. Who likes hypotheticals more than Steiny? So, now I know there's a middle ground here. I get it.
Skip,
but he's saying, and Austin did say haircut, which is different than, you know, if at the end, I just want to lick my finger and put, test the way the wind's blowing. If Steph Curry at the end of this year says, boy, I feel good. And, you know, he kind of finishes this year like he does, 60 games. You know, shooting percentages come down a little, but he's still Steph.
Yeah.
And he says, I definitely have two more years in me. Absolutely. Let's just extend me 27-28 for $67 million.
Oh, wow.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
That's not, if he, oh man.
Evan, what did you do?
Money time!
So let me guess. You just pay him, right? Now, I don't think
you'd have to talk about it, but.
For 2 seconds.
See, that's why I don't think
you're going to pay him.
He might not play for 10, but. but he cannot demand 67.
I don't think he would, right. But if he did, then I think that the only conclusion is he's okay with not winning another championship.
Kobe did that.
That's true.
Yep.
Actually, you know what? That's a good point, because there's no advantage to do that
and
now.
He's a winner.
Even if they could do it. Yeah, that's not a priority he's now. Gonna, I'm just saying, yeah. What if he did? What if he were like one of these stars that does that?
He wouldn't be the Steph we know.
That's true.
Because now that's we're talking point. About it's over. You know, he could see he's on the back nine for real. And if you chose to – Kobe did that. Nah. And he crippled the Lakers. Much as I love the Mamba, I got to sneak him in here.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
But Curry's looking for that new shoe deal. Might be
What's
able to recoup.
What's going on with that, Donnie?
That's why he might want to play longer.
He's got enough bread. Cannon's got enough.
Tell Phil Jackson
do.
He had enough money when he
– Send me to Idaho. I'll find him.
Montana.
I thought he was in Idaho.
I bet he's been there. You know, it's funny. You know how you think of a line?
He's from Dakota, though, right? South Dakota?
Yeah, right.
North Dakota.
I couldn't help but you know how sometimes you think of a line and it's way too late? Guru snuck this in yesterday and I didn't respond about Anthony Edwards. All right, so I know.
They got a big win last night.
I know Finch. I know Chris Finch. And Goo goes, Steiny, I believe Anthony Edwards wants to get Finch fired. And I don't know why I don't know why I didn't say, well, you should know.
Anyway. Oh, that was your retort.
Yeah. Well, no, you should know. You probably know
Maybe
what's going on in Minnesota.
Yesterday, but
they would have.
Yeah. They always win for them last night.
It's not a big win.
Dude, they blew them out.
See, that's the other thing.
So we got to keep fighting.
Let's go to City Boy.
Our man. Happy
New
Year, baby.
What's up, City?
Hey, Happy New Year, fellas.
Back at you.
Man, this Warrior season has just been, it's been a roller coaster. It's been tough to watch. I mean.
Wow.
You know, I'll tell you, you know, and then Steve Kerr, I mean, to say he's not invested, I think anyone watching knows how invested this guy is still. I mean, I don't know if he's going to stick around. It might be too much for him, you know, but I mean, you saw how much he cares the other night. I mean, the guy still wants to win. He's hamstrung, too, and the Draymond Green thing is tough. And, you know, I really can't wait for January 15th because it's the addition by subtraction, like the other caller was saying. You get Kuminga out of the building. And bring in somebody who can play.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, sure, we'd love to get a great player in here, and that would be wonderful if they can somehow package a couple first-round picks and go get an MPJ or a Trey Murphy or, you know, and maybe have them throw in a big, like, that guy Clowney or, you know, Claxton makes too much money. But you got to look at something like that. And maybe there's a chance, like Steve was kind of saying, like to catch lightning in a bottle, to just get to the offs and maybe get hot, you know. And I mean that's really what this team is looking at. But they have to bite the bullet with Draymond, because think about it, if you get Trey Murphy or you get an MPJ, where are his minutes going to come from, right? Because he's going to play the three or the four. Now you can play Draymond at the five a little, but he was talking about he's already beat up. We're a third of the way through the season, so I mean. You know, like you can't play Draymond at the five very much. And
Hey, City, you know what? Yeah, tell me if you agree with this. This is what Evan said before the show. And he said it, and I was like, I think you're right. He said, you know, like nothing's going to happen with Draymond this year, probably. But absolutely this summer, he's got a player option. There's got to be discussion about something, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's going to exercise that option because he's not going to get more money on the open market. So it's going to be he's going to put the ball in our court and make the Warriors make a tough decision. And he knows Steph has his back. And that's where it's been tough. And I mean, I kind of agree with people coming down Joe Lacob's road. You know, I mean, look, I love Joe Lacob. He's done a lot for the franchise. He's put a lot of money into the team. He's overspent when needed. So, like, it's not like I don't think he's a great owner, but. But he really has kind of let the cart lead the horse. I mean, let the cart lead the horse or whatever. You know, I mean, he needs to take the bull by the horns and make the tough calls. I mean, like Bill Walsh is my favorite coach of all time. And I mean, he never had a problem making the tough decisions. And,
right.
You know, sometimes they weren't the right ones. You know, Ronnie Lott still had quite a bit left in the tank when he left. Montana still had some stuff in the tank when he left. But not as much as Steve Young did, obviously.
Hey, City, you're right on the money. I'm going to follow up. Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to follow up on that. I do, you know, Bill Walsh, rather give up a guy a year early than a year late. But he never said, like, not at all was never an option.
Right. No, he was a killer. But back to Draymond.
Right. But everybody says, Bill Walsh is a genius. He's right. He's right. Okay. But when push comes to shove, you ain't doing it. You know why? Because it's too tough of a decision.
And
it
that's Draymond Green.
But and
the ball's in his court with the player option.
Okay, fine.
He knows that thing's getting exercised I was this morning.
Why wouldn't... Draymond Green goes to Joe Lacob and says, hey, I'm making 25 next year. I'll tell you what. How about we rip that up and give me 30 for the next 2 years? I'll take 15 and 15. But that way, I'll retire here, and I'll be here for two more years, and my role will start to diminish, but I'll help out the kid. What are you doing?
We can talk then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you think that would happen,
to hit
or
the
those
bricks.
Words? Seriously?
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, I could see Draymond wanting to do that. Well, absolutely.
Well, he didn't hit the bricks this last time.
But he didn't have a player out.
I got you, but there was... Forget the options. Just the fact was their life without Draymond.
But he's 38 now.
But in their eyes, Stoney,
I could see them doing that.
It could be butterflies. Maybe he's 34 to them.
Yeah, I could see them doing that. I could see Draymond selling that. Like Draymond saying, look, I know I'm whining. My problem is I think I have 2 years. I only have 1 year in my deal. I'll tell you what, just give me 15 and 15, 30 over two instead of 25 over one, and I'll be here for the next 2 years. What are you doing? Yeah. You giving it to him?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I'm worried about the 15th.
The 15th?
January.
I
know. I'm just telling you.
It's not going to be Christmas.
It's life and death. But we need a guy that can contribute. Forget what type. He could be marginal. The fact that this dude's a
He will be marginal.
John Collins, down.
Jack,
what?
Perfect body type. Give us honestly, between you two, the last John Collins body type in a Warrior uniform. I'll wait.
Well, he's on the bench. His name's Kuminga.
All right, after that.
You know what I'm afraid?
Dude, that's all I'm looking for. We're looking for.
You know what I'm afraid? This is what I'd be afraid of as a Warrior fan. And it's like, would you take, like, I said the other day, I take John Collins in a heartbeat. Danny Ainge is probably like, we're not giving you John Collins. We're not giving you a proven player who's 28 or 29 for a kid that we don't know if he can even play.
He's not in Utah anymore.
Who?
John Collins.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to let it breathe. But yeah.
Hit me.
Yeah.
Jason Kidd, hit me. All right, for the Clippers.
Who is it? Is it Lawrence Frank?
Not for long.
Well, he's made bad trades
You think
before.
He's in trouble?
Yes. Yeah.
But they're playing better, but just overall. What about Kobe, the youngster? Did he look like he had the goods?
Probably seen him play two or three times.
You know, I played the ponies, so when I watched the Clippers, watching Harden. So I've seen him, but he hadn't had a prolific game like that.
That was his career high.
Dude, right. He can play, though. I'm looking at
him. I don't know that after one game.
Right.
One game.
Well, they're in their Moody and Kuminga stages, and they're not getting pulled for Jerome and Lamb. Can you imagine had that not happened?
What?
Jerome and Lamb impeding the progress or the growth of Moody and Kuminga.
You know what?
You kind of
might be at the very same place.
If I had a beer, I'd sip it right now.
It might be at the very same place.
Well,
unfortunately.
But there's a flip side to that coin, too.
Let's go to Corey in North Carolina, finish up with some calls, and then we'll get to the Niners after
UNC.
The break. Hey, Corey.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
how
are you? Back at you.
Thank you. Thank you. I called in earlier, like right at the beginning of the season, and I was like, man, I think they could win it all. Okay, I was wrong.
I'm with you.
But I got to say, man, like I feel like a lot of people just don't understand. This man, Steve Kerr, does not have a championship team. Like, and I say this because I love the people on that team. But if you take Steph Curry out of the starting lineup, take the other four and place them on any top four team from the West or the East, which one of those teams do any of those people start on?
Right. But whose fault is that? I'm with you. I mean, with you. Whose fault
Jimmy,
is that?
Jimmy Butler would probably some teams would probably figure out how to get Butler in there. But I hear your point.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. Like, the man is a championship coach, and most championship coaches have championship teams. They don't build anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they usually don't go to places where they have to build anything. And so I think we kind of have to have a little grace with Coach Kerr for even wanting to stick around, simply because most championship coaches chase championships. And so they don't stay where, you know, the writing's on the wall. So I'm thankful for Coach Kerr. I understand the rotations, people get mad about him, but he can't rotate but so much when he doesn't have but so much.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Corey. I think you're right on the money. I also think we always underestimate the team dynamic. Mm. And you're right. It is easy for us to say, just stop playing Draymond and play the young. Well, it's not quite that easy.
Well, tell me. It should be and always be about basketball.
Right, but you have to respect
the past.
Four titles. Yeah. You have to respect it. You don't have to be guided by it. Marvin Livermore, finish us up, buddy.
Hey, guys, Happy New Year. You know I always enjoy your show.
Yes, sir. But we're hypocritical.
I always usually come at you, but yeah, you both are hypocritical. Guru, I'm surprised.
Well,
you guys keep mentioning Wiseman, Moody, and JK as draft busts, and Moody was 14. Pods was 19. Steve Kerr called Pods a playmaker. But I'm going to ask both of you, is he a playmaker in the NBA?
No.
Then how come you guys aren't coming down Pod's road with those three? It's all four of them would be bust, in my opinion. You guys keep throwing the three under the bus and not Pod's.
Well,
and Kerr is the only one who had said this guy is an actual playmaker in the NBA.
All right, I got an answer for you, Marv.
He led you in plus minus.
You got to take it off the air, but yeah. I'm going to have an answer for you, and it's this. The problem is the word lottery. It's 1 through 14, and
it's
Moody
incredible.
Was 14.
Yeah.
So those three are lottery
yes.
picks, which just is different than, like, I think Pods is a pretty good pick at 19.
And I'll tell my man, I mean, Marv,
you've got more from
Pods than the other three where they were slotted. You can't even, come on, if we're just keeping it real.
But...
come on, man.
But no, he's...
I didn't say he's John Stockton.
Talk to him.
No, I love him.
That's a great call.
But he's not... Pods ain't in that group.
We can't afford to alienate anybody.
Part of it's also the draft, right?
Yeah, he just said
no doubt.
No, I mean, like, Trey Murphy was picked after...
that's true, too.
This is the guy, Jalen Johnson. But for Pods, the only player that was picked after him was actually probably Tumani Kamara. But he was like a 52nd overall pick.
Yeah. Alrighty. All right, let's get back into the Niners on the other side. By the way, I've heard there's a couple coaching vacancies in the NFL. And also,
we got a list of the best ones.
You know, there's something happened yesterday. All right?
On your way home?
No. Well, I don't know when. But I read it and I thought, good. I read it and I was like, let me figure the. Oh, sweet. I love it. I'm going to tell you what that is on the other side. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
I was wrong. One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
It doesn't feel that way.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I said that about Draymond Green after last year's Milwaukee game when he absolutely flummoxed Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I was there. Evan,
one of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
Evan said he felt cheated to seeing Giannis because that's normally, like, you think that's going to happen tonight?
I don't know how he can do any better than last year.
See former Warrior Ryan Rollins. He's a baller. Him and Westbrook almost got into it. They went to sack.
Is that why he's a baller?
No.
Because he almost got into a fight.
That's how he's
It's Ryan Rollins with the Golden State Warriors.
Just think, like, how did he know where to hit the button? And you got to give Trevor Lawrence some credit.
He stinks.
You want to bet they beat Buffalo?
What's the line?
No, let's just straight up.
What's the line?
Let's do straight up.
No. But I'll take the Buffalo Bills and the points.
I got somewhere for
it's
that.
It's a pick'em.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
I'll take the Bills in that game.
Why? Their defense is Swiss cheese.
I'm saying this without even knowing the age of the Buffalo players, but to me, that's an experience game. Where like this is a team that's been in the playoffs year after year after year after year.
Let's do
and
it.
Jacksonville's making their first appearance.
They can stop the run. Lawrence is playing good football, Stoney.
Of course they can win. I'm just saying this wouldn't surprise me if Buffalo wins because right, so Jacksonville makes some mistakes.
A beverage.
Sure.
All right. Whatever. It's done, Evan. Book it.
Hey, by the way.
Austin, it's real quick. Austin and San Jose.
What?
Thought we didn't tackle that issue about.
Well, I'm disappointed because I thought he was a P1.
Well, it was a holiday.
Not today. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
I'm disappointed.
I do have a. I'm not a vindictive person. I'm really not. But today I read something where I was like, you know what? That's a shame.
You were hate-reading.
So the U.S. Patent Office has told the A's, the Athletics, that they cannot be the Las Vegas Athletics.
Oh!
They got to be somebody else. You don't get Athletics.
That is great.
That's Oakland.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Why don't you be the Las Vegas Diamonds?
Dude.
How about something like that?
Aces.
But it ain't going to be the A's or the Athletics.
That is great. Uncle Townie sent me a picture. He was at the stadium with the hard hat on like Durant was when he's fronting like he was going to stay at Chase.
Yeah, you hate to see it.
That is great. I thought there was another name too. Didn't they have two on that list that they couldn't get?
A's or Athletics?
Yeah, there I go.
Yeah. Sorry, no can do.
Night-night.
How about this? They can't have the A's. Why don't they just become the Las Vegas Bees?
I'm going to give you a one.
Come on, one! Yeah. That's better than a one! Come on!
We already have the Bees. They're known as the Ballers.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Ever stung by a bee? I have never been.
Of course.
You've never been stung by a bee?
I just said it. This is like when I said Pretty Woman was my second favorite. Let the profiling begin.
No, just you
I've
might
never
be the only
been stung
I've
by
met.
A bee.
Congrats.
Now I'm gonna ask Willard and Dibbs. But like I guess that's rare.
Oh. Hey, is Willard here yet?
No.
Has anybody seen him in the building?
Why he's a
Because when somebody sees him in the building, that means he doesn't listen. So he's not in his car.
I'm scared of Willard.
I want to tell people about the bet about that I kind of told you about that you said, no, I think I'd take that bet, Steiny.
Oh, with the Niners?
Yeah.
But why are you scared?
I'm not scared. I'm not scared.
Well, it seemed like, where's Debo? Like, you got head on the swivel. He's just a dude.
Guru, I'm scared of Willard.
You take it out on me. We ain't doing that in 26.
I said to you.
We'll have a great show. He walks in and you stab and shank me.
Why do you take an opportunity to bring up something that's completely different than what I wanted to bring up?
Because you need to get over your fears.
It's not about that.
You have a Willard phobia.
You want me to tell people what we're talking about or not? Because if you don't, then you talk.
Now you can add mouth because it sounds like you wanted to go
so,
ahead.
Wow. So, you know, we've had our show today and, you know, we talked a lot of Niners first 2 hours and we had back and forth about, you know, what the win would mean, what the loss would mean. And I was, you know, saying, yeah, quit making excuses about the Niners. And, you know, if they don't win this game and they don't look good, they're not a really good team. And I said to Goo, I said, you want to make a bet? And Goo said, what? And I said, I'll bet you any money.
Oh, yeah.
Any money. Willard comes in today and's got something I said he's going to come down my road.
That's every day.
Today especially.
Right.
I'm like, you want to bet? I'll bet you right now that Willard will come in and
I'll
do
bet
that.
You. He's been despondent and down
believe.
On the Niners defense. The other day, Evan was in for me. He said he didn't even recognize that Willard. Talk to him like, dude, he shocked me. He's
really?
Been so down.
It was during Monday in the crossover. He comes in and I thought he would be I don't know, more animated or passionate. Yeah. He was talking about the Niners like they were 5-12.
Like, well, it's playoff time.
They got a lot. What? Purdy 4-2 in the offs. Yeah, 4-2.
Kyle going to win 2 playoff games this year like he always does? He wins 2 playoff games this year. Then you just got to be
I know a lot of why you're fixated on this game, and we all are, is you've told us. You said, I want to see what the offense does against that defense.
Absolutely.
But if Kyle's going to win 2, the question should be, can Robert Saleh get his unit up?
No doubt.
But how did they hold Seattle to 13? If you would have told me
Seattle held Seattle
that was
to 13.
The Dan Marino they were going to get, Evan, and we didn't watch the game, I would have given you my 2 arms that the Niners win that game.
Well, it might be some concern that Robert Saleh may or may not take an interview this week.
Yeah, he's distracted.
Yeah, he doesn't have his full attention on Philadelphia.
In case you don't know, the Cardinals.
They need to fix this.
Well, fix what?
What job would he take?
Cardinals. Well, they want to interview him.
Oh, yeah, but if he had his preference. We'll get into it because we got... Well, no, this is our last segment.
Yeah, give them to me.
I asked you and Evan this morning the number one most attractive job.
Well, let me try to figure out what they are.
All right.
Cleveland.
Tennessee. Atlanta.
ATL.
Arizona. Vegas. Baltimore. New York Giants.
Las Vegas. Baltimore.
Not where you want to live, where you want to coach.
Well, I'm telling you, if I'm a coach that's already made a fortune, it might be about where I live. Okay, what's your question?
The most attractive. We could start, top to bottom, bottom to however you figure.
See,
it was interesting. I gotta
put a precursor on everything.
You do. Nice.
I mean, I think I know what the best job is, but I wouldn't take it. I would, believe it or not, go. I think Baltimore's the best job.
They have
a great quarterback. I don't care what anybody says.
What about
he clearly needs a change of.
What about their defense?
Yeah, that's why I would like Saleh to interview for the Baltimore job.
So you think Lamar just, he had a hell of a game.
Now, that's what I think. If you're asking me, to me, and people are going to be like, you're just saying that, I would take the Browns.
Why?
Because
Deshaun, you got to believe me. No, why are you guys laughing? He's coming back, and they need him to come. No,
I feel like Cleveland.
That guy Shador, my bad.
He's horrible.
Yeah, you don't think he's going to try to beat him out for the starting job next year?
Which, who?
Deshaun Watson, Shador.
All I know is that team has been dysfunctional since its inception.
Exactly.
So that's the job you want?
Well, Cleveland tries.
What is
like they spend money? Like all I'm saying is that's a market. That is a market that you could absolutely become God in that if that market. If you were to you look at the Cleveland Browns teams from back in the day when they were winning and playing the Broncos and stuff.
Yeah, that was Bernie Kosar, Ernest Biner. So, I loved it. I watched
it. And they've stunk since.
So you're saying that flex of turning that around.
Who's their GM and did they fire him?
Yeah, he got let go too.
Oh, yeah, that was the guy who used to be in baseball.
Yeah.
Now he's in football and now he's gone.
Stefanski.
He's the head coach.
His dad was in basketball, Stefanski.
But see, that's the Evan's problem. Point is Cleveland had said Stefanski can coach. I didn't want to fight him on it. He's got 2 coach of the years.
Right, but they're going to have a new GM, right? Are they going to have a new GM?
But can he find a
quarterback? If I like the GM, well, you know what? You just asked me.
Where's Vegas at on your list?
Okay.
$100 million under the cap. You got Genty, Bowers.
I would have Giants are above them.
I got Giants as my number one.
I don't hate that.
Evan, you didn't like that.
Well, not above Baltimore.
I think Baltimore's ship has sailed.
But you're inheriting a 2-time MVP.
They got his coach fired because, as a whole, he couldn't stay healthy.
So you don't think there's going to be a honeymoon?
I think Jackson Dart has all the goods. You got a tackle in Thomas, Scadaboo when he comes back. What's my guy that got hurt? Neighbors. They got some other Burns on defense. Like, New York football Giants got some action to be. That's all.
I think if you wanted to be football royalty, that's the job you would take. Wow. If you win in New York, you're on top of the world.
That's true. Wow.
I had Baltimore second, Stoney.
Okay.
And Atlanta?
Atlanta's better than Tennessee, Arizona, or Vegas, to my way of thinking. That's just me.
Well, you got Kyler Murray in Arizona. You got Connor.
Did you hear me say what I said? I said what I said.
But you know I had two.
Doesn't Atlanta have Penix, Michael Penix?
Yes.
I think he's better than Murray.
He got benched for Brissett. But like Las Vegas having the number one overall pick wouldn't sway you.
They're going to get your boy, the new Kirk Cousins.
Not my boy.
You
the quarterback
him.
For Indiana yes. is not. He will not succeed.
You claim
Raider
him.
Fans
no,
are
I claim Cignetti.
Thus, Mendoza.
No, I don't know. That's why Cignetti is the best coach in college football, because this guy might have trouble succeeding at the next level.
What is I thought Mendoza didn't have the goods, the quarterback goods.
That's what I think.
He's got that and the
style. Well, I haven't seen
Raider
him play,
fans
so I don't know.
Oh, boy. Raider fans want him.
Okay. Go for it.
That's a problem.
What about $100 million under the cap? How attractive is that?
What
to
that
you?
Means?
Hey, you got
so much
money to spend.
Who's their GM?
Tom Telesco.
Is it still Upshaw?
No, he's the guy who drafted Bowers.
Okay, Tennessee. They were last down my. I love Cam, but
Tennessee. Nobody even knows they're in the NFL.
They were dumb enough to fire Vrabel.
And there you go.
Yeah, wow. Atlanta. Atlanta's in. You could get a winner in Atlanta.
You got Bijan, but you need some more stuff.
You got Penix.
Yeah, and Bijan.
Yeah.
You got Cousins.
He's
out.
You're not going to be on the team this year.
Where was he?
They've negotiated that.
He retire, Sonny?
Oh, hell no.
I thought he had 1 year left.
I'm going to tell you, he does, but they're working something out where he's going to be a free agent and da-da-da.
Uncle Looney is.
Yes.
Yeah. Shanahan?
He will be Purdy's backup next year.
Now, they should trade Mac for
Kirk. You think I'm kidding?
No, if they trade Mac,
if they can.
You might be onto something.
Kirk Cousins, absolutely.
I would know. I've never told Evan to cut something to
bring him in here as a backup.
You could be onto something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Purdy would get nervous.
Yeah, you laugh. Like keep that. Laughing you like you like laughed that. About Chris Paul.
And how did that work out, though?
They acquired
that
him.
That was the biggest debacle ever.
It doesn't matter. I should still
you
be
did hit that, though.
Laugh.
Yeah, you did hit that.
Pods ended his career.
Yep. Couldn't stave off Pods. Led the team in plus minus. Uncle Looney said, I like bums. It hurt me in sports because I said Jordan Poole was awful against the Lakers. Dude, he went 0-3 in 19 minutes. Jordan Poole off the bench. Didn't look like himself.
Okay.
I guess he's calling Jordan Poole a bum. But I've never hitched my wagon to a guy that failed like you did, Cousins. Like, you know my history of us being together. No. I've had some misses. But
I'm nice.
The Cousins
one. It's funny you should say that.
You are Johnny Cochran.
The same guy who said Kirk Cousins will never win a playoff game. He wins a playoff game, and then it's like, well, he still stinks.
That was Andy Reid for me. That was my ale.
I can't keep track of him.
Remember I said he was a choker, and then he wins three.
Steiny, Mendoza wouldn't be any good. I'm all in on him. All in on him. Yeah, I haven't seen him play, but I don't think he's going to be any good.
Don't say that.
What do you want me to say?
He plays this week.
You've heard him, though.
I've heard. Have I?
You dude, haven't heard Fernando Mendoza?
He's incredible in my game.
I don't know if incredible is the word I'd use, but
I like him. He's got some religion to it. He always goes God first. I'm like, I'm in.
His podium game is unique. How about I'll dial up some sound for
there
tomorrow?
There we go.
You know how we talk about Kyle on the hot seat and, you know, we always would compare him to the best coaches in football. John Harbaugh came up. Harbaugh was a great coach. And so I just thought, like, off the top of my head, I was like right now, nobody would ever think of hiring John Harbaugh for Shanahan, right? We're going to fire Shanahan and bring John Harbaugh in here, right? Nobody's doing that.
Now, Snoddy, that's interesting. I'll just say this. What about the people that...
You're missing my bigger point.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to make a joke here.
Go ahead. I interrupted.
Never mind.
It was a bad one?
No, I was just saying...
You didn't believe it.
I'm not kidding.
I was going to say there's only one coach that I would fire Kyle Shanahan today and hire. Well, I can't hire him today.
Well, I got one. And
Kurt Cignetti.
Oh, Spiney, stop with this.
Stop with this. You have no respect for turning cultures around.
I thought you were going to say McVay.
No.
Been to two Super Bowls, got one.
Look, you're great at saying people's resumes, but I want to know what you think about them as players.
Well, they don't play.
As coaches.
Yeah.
You taking Purdy or Hurts? And don't get mad, just pick something.
No, this is where I'm growing in life, in sports.
Are you afraid?
No, you asked me a question.
Yeah.
2-minute drill, life on the line, who do I want under center? Brock Purdy. But if people wanted to really just, if you polled 1,000 people, I guess the answer should be the dude that's got a Super Bowl ring and was going to be MVP and one that he lost, that he got two. So I just, that means, how unfair is that? What are we saying about Jalen Hurts? That we're saying Brock's, I know.
Well, you took him. I thought you were going to say, but poor Brock Purdy.
No, poor Hurts. Why do we do that in sports?
Do what?
Let something supersede a victory. Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl champion.
That's great.
Brock, and he's been to two, lost one. Brock's been to one and lost that one. Wasn't the reason, but why should there be a, so tell me, you use the word context.
Because if you watch football and you've watched those guys' careers.
But on the biggest stage, Hurts was incredible.
Guru, I'm not saying who's better.
Okay.
All of you know, you're like, oh, he's so unfair. So unfair. Like, this is sports. Like, grow up. But anyway, it's like, if you've watched both quarterbacks for 4 or 5 years, it is, and you actually have watched, I'll just tell you right now, I guarantee you, there's people that would take Hurts, right, and there's people that would take Purdy.
Evan, who would you take?
Oh, God.
Exactly. That's my point.
The anguish in it before his answer.
That's right. That means it's close.
Yeah. No, I have no problem with that. Okay. But
for this Niners team, I got to say Purdy.
Now, what if we saw Jalen? This is how I'm growing up. What if we saw Jalen coached by Kyle? That would be what I deem the best version of Jalen. But he'll say, "Goo, I got a Super Bowl and been to two, buddy."
Well, this is where I need to be more specific. Yes, give me Jalen Hurts with Kyle Shanahan when he got into the league. Mm. Not now.
Okay, something's up with
him. I don't think Kyle Shanahan could coach Jalen Hurts.
I don't think Jalen Hurts
right
like to run right now. Stoney, there's a labor. Something's up. We'll find out Sunday.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of the Meatball Award?
No.
Award that the Eagles defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, gives out each week to the best defensive performer. He makes homemade meatballs.
Wow, this is dope.
Brings them in a brown paper bag and presents them to the Meatball of the Week.
This is dope. Now that's dope.
Jordan Davis said, that's how you know he's Italian.
No, Italian.
It's true.
You know who
didn't get those meatballs? Ringo.
I thought you could say nobody on the
Ringo
Niners.
Ringo didn't get it. Didn't get it. He was the guy that ran away from the guy with the ball.
What are they going to do, man? They're going to show up.
Who's?
The Niners. They ain't eating no meatballs.
Yeah, they'll show up.
Keep fighting.
They will show up.
Lenore, what about Troy Aikman when he said he wanted to follow Jackson Smith and Jigma? Did you hear Troy on the broadcast?
Right, did you see Lenore clapped back at Aikman? I can't believe I've just said clapped back. I should retire today. I can't believe I just said that.
But, and I'm feeling you like, okay, yeah.
But the Amador Lindor did get back at Aikman and was like, watch the film. We weren't much, please.
But Troy was just, Evan, he was just saying what he saw all season. You ain't that dude.
How about this, Groove?
He would have traveled if he's just saying.
This is interesting from the 707. Would the Eagles be better if they had Brock Purdy?
I'm going to say no because I think that's what ails Philly and has me thinking the Niners or any team could beat them is they don't have a Kyle. You know what I mean? So he would be a less version of himself in Philly.
Well, what if he went right now? Like, I'm just saying they didn't.
Because they missed Kellen Moore. That's what I think's wrong with the Eagles. Right.
But I.
Offense. Yeah.
I think it's a good question. I think they're pretty.
You did say clap back. That's incredible.
So dumb. So dumb. What am I, 17? Thank you.
Just clap back when Willard comes
clap
in.
Clap back. Clap
your chest
back.
Out.
It's one of the.
Jaw rule.
It explains everything.
What?
Clap back. Somebody says something about you, you clap back. We try to get you to do that with Willard, but instead, you just take it out on me.
How about just absorbing the information and the criticism and letting it sit there? What's wrong with that?
That don't run on TikTok. We need the drama. IG.
By the way, you said something today.
What'd I say?
You going to be a Cedric in front of Willard in 10 minutes?
Cedric, that means entertainer.
That is wild.
Oh, I thought he was your favorite rookie. Coward.
The guy from the
Grizzlies.
What about him?
That's who he was referring to, Stoddy.
Cedric Coward.
You said the entertainer.
Yeah, that's
Evan
what I thought
probably
you
don't even know who he is.
Cedric the Entertainer, yeah, I thought.
I like
was.
Him. I'm a fan.
It starts and finishes with Chappelle.
You see his new one. He's special.
He goes into
president, too.
Now, finally, he used the word special for an appropriate description.
That is incredible,
that
man.
I will agree with.
You guys going to go see him at Chase Center Saturday before the Super Bowl?
I don't have the $3,450 to spare.
Ah. We should be able to get a media pass?
Not for Chappelle. This isn't the Magic coming in on a Tuesday night to Chase Center.
Oh, man.
Curry might be there.
I'm sure he will. Is that during the All-Star break?
The Super Bowl.
No, the Super Bowl during the All-Star break. It's probably All-Star break's 1 week after, right?
I don't think they're on the same weekend.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm having a who's on first moment, right? You got me.
What does that mean? You're lost?
Yeah, Abbott and Costello.
Okay. All right. Well, that was fun. And now it's going to change. Willard and Dibs on their way in and crossover time. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Don't forget, I think Willard's going to come down my road today. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Hey, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage. Brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Segment was also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.